The idea that men can gather to talk about how we feel. Interesting, powerful concept. And to include all, we said in our invitation, everyone is welcome. That's a really interesting phrase. Everyone is welcome. You might hear it in other places. I'm pretty sure you can feel that it's true here with this particular political party and this particular candidate.
He sounds really confident. He's really selling it there. That's Rudy. He made Notre Dame's football team. It was a huge underdog story. He's trying to apply that to Kamala Harris with a thing called, let me make sure I get this right, White Dudes for Kamala Harris. I think they're out DEIing themselves. I think DEI has, they've been so successful with DEI so far that now they need to have outreach to white dudes. I don't get it. This is what the left is trying to do to bring people into the tent. They've isolated white men so much that they actually now are trying to get Samwise, the, what? Not the troll, what is he called?
He's a hobbit.
Whatever. All I know is Elijah Wood cries way too much in that movie. It's not for me.
You need to calm down there, Mr. Frodo.
No, you need, yeah, exactly. You need people who have spirit, you need people who have energy, and you need to have people who have clear focus. Not just like, maybe we should talk to white dudes. It's not enough. And the Republicans have the best in the business. In all of politics, Scott Pressler is that guy. He's the founder and executive director of Early Vote Action, earlyvoteaction.com. Go check it out right now. You'll be glad you did. Scott, thank you so much for making time for us today. It's good to have you back.
Oh, thanks, Danny. Well, you've had my back throughout the years, so.
Yes, of course.
Appreciate it.
You know, what is it, Bucks County that you flipped? Tell me the story of your work in Pennsylvania, but specifically that county, because you're seeing real measurable success that a lot of other people just talk about.
Well, like you said, this is tangible. So 4 years ago, Democrats in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, which is just outside of Philly, they had an advantage of 15,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans. And this county voted in 2016 for Hillary Clinton. This county, Bucks County, voted for Joe Biden in 2020. And so the fact that today there are 300 more registered Republicans than Democrats, meaning a shift of 15,300 to the right in just 4 years.
Wow.
In a state where Joe Biden, quote unquote, won by 80,000, this is no less than monumental, monstrous, earth-shattering. And here's the interesting thing. So we get data for Pennsylvania every Monday, every 7 days. And so, you know, after Joe Biden was forced out of his role for the Democrat nominee, which was very undemocratic, and now that we have the presumptive Kamala as the Democrat, you know, the quote-unquote astroturf enthusiasm would make you believe that, you know, all these voters were coming out now and registering to vote for Kamala. Now, despite this, Republicans in the last week continued to have a net gain statewide in Pennsylvania, and we increased our lead in Bucks County, despite it being the swing county outside of Philly. Mm. And so I'm here to tell all the doom and gloomers or the naysayers or the people that think that Kamala has all of this enthusiasm is we are not seeing those numbers translate in Pennsylvania.
Scott Pressler is with us right now on the Annie Fry Show. You need to check out earlyvoteaction.com to see how you can be a part of this. And, you know, Scott, I live in Illinois. Hopeless. It feels hopeless. We'll see how Chicago handles the convention here in a short amount of time. Missouri, a pretty solid red state. We've got our primary coming up, but it's presumptive that the Republican primary winners will likely go on to win the general election. But there's a lot of work to be done in Pennsylvania, added Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, other places like that, Nevada, maybe even Minnesota and Virginia. Who knows? What do you want to tell people listening right now in the bi-state region, Missouri and Illinois, about the effect that they can have on this actual election? Of course, they need to go vote on election day or leading up to it. What can they do to help you?
I need help registering voters, even in Missouri, even in Illinois. But if you are saying, Scott, you know, I know the state of Illinois, and I would much rather help in Wisconsin. Or, Scott, I'm in Missouri, and it's so red. What can I do to help Pennsylvania? Well, one thing that makes early vote action different is we have our own app that you can download via iPhone or your Android, and it's a free application that you, even from St. Louis, Missouri, can write postcards that you get at Wally World or get on Amazon, whatever, or send text messages. Just don't send too many because I don't want your phone to get spammed by the Democrats. Or you can make phone calls literally from the comfort of your home into Pennsylvania. I provide you with names and addresses and scripts, or I provide you the name with a text message and a pre-populated script. I couldn't make it easier for you to be empowered from the comfort of your home to help register voters or get out the vote in Pennsylvania. And it's been these efforts in part from even people in California. Marcella has written 2,500 postcards into Bucks County, and she is a grandmother. Oh, no, she get it, girl. She is a grandmother in California, has literally helped make a nationwide impact. So the moral of the story is you don't have to be an Annie Fry. You don't have to be a Scott Pressler. Be a Marcella. Be a mom or a concerned citizen that is writing postcards, helping to affect change positively this November.
No, that's inspiring for people to hear, because I, as an Illinois resident, I do what I can to help local races. We've, you know, got our county is red now, and we're working on some of the counties around us. But on a statewide effort and then voting in these national elections, it feels very hopeless sometimes. And this is a place to go. It's early vote action. I have the app on my phone. I showed it to the camera on our live stream right now. This is a place where you can go and be a part of something, and you don't have to leave Illinois. You don't have to leave Missouri. Lots of active people in both of these states who want to be a part of a solution. But it's like, if you've turned your state red, like Missouri, or if you feel like we're many cycles away from doing so in Illinois, you can make an impact this November. I mean, you've probably got Marcellas all across the country that are helping with this app.
Oh, we do. And I want to make it clear that while we are celebrating the flip of Bucks County, increasing our lead, we're already on to Luzerne County. And we are about 1,500 voters away from flipping Luzerne County, Pennsylvania. So if you are just getting on board the early vote action train and the voter registration train, then I welcome you to help download the Early Vote Action app and click on Luzerne County, either for phone calls, text messages, or postcards. And you can be a part of when I announce in a few weeks our next flip of another Pennsylvania county from blue to red. And you at home can be a part of that.
A lot of times I'll talk to guests before I have them on here, just like, what can I promote? What can I do? This is not something that you and I have talked about. And I just want to point out, because it's so inspiring to me, of all the politicians, the people that are in the business, this is what they do for a living. Scott, I don't know how you do it. I'm looking at the Early Vote Action app right now, and I can't even find a place to donate to you, because there might be people who are listening and they're like, you know, I'm not going to write a bunch of postcards, but I'd like to send $100 or something like that to make the cause a little more effective. And it's not even on here. You are only asking for, you're just asking for people to vote for a better future. And I want to ask you very specifically, if people want to financially support you, is there an easy way for them to do it?
Thank you. Well, I will tell you that we now have a state director in Pennsylvania, Mayor John David Longo out of Butler, who was at the Butler rally where our president's life was, they came after him. And they're coming after all of us, and that's why this is so urgent we vote this November. But we also have 6 full-time staffers on the ground, and we are working at Early Vote Action towards having 18 full-time staff on the ground working on voter registration and boots on the ground. So if you want me to be able to hire more staff, please contribute at earlyvoteaction.com. Let me say that slower. Earlyvoteaction.com. And if you don't want it to go to silly advertising on television or brick and mortar, we are going to make sure that every penny that you donate to Early Vote Action is going to full-time staff to have direct face-to-face, boots on the ground voter contact. And we also accept Bitcoin and crypto. Nice. I was there in Nashville at the Bitcoin conference, where President Trump said about a strategic stockpile and to sit on your Bitcoin and that we're going to not have burdensome regulation like the Democrats and Kamala want to do, then you may also, we accept crypto at earlyvoteaction.com.
I love it. And I want people to make sure that they consider this as an opportunity to fund something that goes directly to getting people to the ballot box, earlyvoteaction.com. Before we let you go, we're speaking with Scott Pressler. He's the founder and executive director of Early Vote Action. When you're talking to people, because everything that you're doing here involves, I mean, it is as grassroots on the ground as you can possibly get. You're talking to people who might be considering voting for the first time, voting Republican for the first time. What are they concerned about? And what do they think about the candidates that they have to choose from?
Well, let me tell you, I understand that persuasion and conversion are important, but ultimately the Democrats are just better about getting their people out to vote. There are more of us out there. And so let me break this down for you very briefly. Joe Biden, quote unquote, won Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes in 2020, right? There are 80,000 Amish in Pennsylvania. So go to your farmer's market and register voters. There are 80,000 truckers in Pennsylvania. 3.5 million statewide. The majority of those truckers do not vote. Go to your service plazas. Go to your rest stops. Go to your truck stops. Get the truckers registered to vote and make sure that if they're going to be driving on election day, that they have a plan to vote. We have 800,000 veterans in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. That is a community that has served us, that is aging. We must make sure that they have a plan to vote, all 800,000 of them. And last, and probably one of the most important, we have 930,000 hunters in Pennsylvania, 930,000 hunters, and 30% are not registered to vote, Annie. If every single hunter, if every single gun owner in America voted and voted Second Amendment, we will elect Donald J. Trump and his vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance. And so I need you guys to go to gunshowtrader.com, look up a local gun show near you, get permission to go register voters, and register everyone to vote. Go to your gun show, your gun store, your gun range. Make sure that our hunters are prepared to vote this November. And if we do all of those things and go to those places that I asked you to go, we will win and we'll save our country. So get every single conservative, like-minded person that you know, get them registered, make sure they're an active voter, make sure that they're a registered Republican in states like Arizona, Nevada, Florida, Pennsylvania, New York, California, and make sure that they have a plan to either vote on November 5th, 2024, or to vote early in person or to vote by mail. We have 4 months to save our country. There is no going back if we are not able to win this November.
So I'm looking right now on earlyvoteaction.com. And it says at the top, voter resources. And then I see a map of the United States. And let's just, I'm going to pick Illinois. It's a special place in my heart. I feel so bad about it. And then it just says, Illinois voter resources, register to vote. First name, last name, address, city, zip code, email address, mobile number. And then there's a button that says register to vote. Is it that simple?
That is the preliminary. Mm-hmm. The secondary is it goes to the Secretary of State website. So you do need to first find the state that you want to register. And then once you sign up with us, because we want to make sure that we get every person as a volunteer as well,
yes,
then you are directed to the SOS website. So it really is as easy as 2 minutes of your time. If you need to register to vote, go to earlyvoteaction.com. Or if you just simply want to register someone else to vote, because I'm a man that I just want you to get registered, type in California online voter registration, Illinois online voter registration, Florida online voter registration, and you will be able to use the Secretary of State website to register to vote online from the comfort of your home or electronic device.
So if you're walking around and talking to people, you just help them essentially fill out a form on the secretary. It's really incredibly simple.
Yes, it's so easy to get people registered to vote. And also, look, if you haven't voted in the last 8 years, then you may not be a registered voter. If you haven't even voted in the last 4, you might be an inactive voter. So I challenge everybody listening right now, check your status.
Yeah.
And it might be as simple as typing in Missouri, check voter status, Illinois, check voter status, and make sure that you're at the same residence that you are currently living at. Make sure that you're registered with a party if you would like to be. Make sure that you're an active voter. Now, the reason why early voting is so important is, let's say you haven't voted in 8 years and you haven't listened to this segment on the Annie Fry Show, and you go to vote and you're told, oh my gosh, Annie, you can't vote. You're not registered. You know, you haven't voted in 8 years. You were taken off the voter rolls. I'm so sorry you missed the deadline. That's why it is imperative. It is crucial that every person checks their voter registration status really monthly. I even do that for myself just to make sure that I'm registered, active. There's no shenanigans.
Right.
And when you vote, early, if there's a problem, you have time to rectify it. You have time to provide a remedy to the problem versus waiting until November 5th when anything can go wrong and you've run out of time once you hit the 8 o'clock.
Earlyvoteaction.com. This is absolutely something, listeners, you ask me all the time, what can we do? This is what you do. You go to earlyvoteaction.com and support Scott Pressler. I am also asking you personally to donate to his cause because it will make a real impactful, immediate difference to continue to help Scott in his efforts, specifically in Pennsylvania. It's a big one, and we are so grateful that you're doing what you do and always want to help in any way we can, Scott.
Thank you. And I just want people be positive, be inspired, but more importantly, take action. Do something. Don't just listen to the Annie Fry Show and feel all good. I want you to go to join your Republican Party, become a precinct chair, help knock doors, help write postcards, but just do something, please, to save our country.
Yes.
Please.
Amen. And you are an inspiration to do that. Scott, thank you so much. It's great to have you.
Thanks, Annie.
We'll do it again soon. Thanks. Bye-bye. Scott Pressler is the founder and executive director of Early Vote Action. And the website is earlyvoteaction.com. You can download the app right now. I have it on my phone. I've had it on my phone. It's inspiring to watch what he's doing. But it's also, I don't want to say lazy, but it's you can't just watch what he's doing and be like, good on you, Scott. Let's all be our version locally of Scott Pressler. And the key, the number one thing you can do, and he's right to say this, is find your county Republican group. Wherever you are, find your county Republican group. You don't have to commit to something huge. Just get in touch with them. Have a conversation with them. They have the best people. I've worked with so many different county Republican groups, too many to name, and on both sides of the river. And you're wonderful people. And they need your help. So reach out to them. Usually you can find him on Facebook. Send him a Facebook message. Let's take a quick break. Get Ryan Wiggins back in studio. Your results on the YouTube live chat poll. We're getting close to an hour away from giving you the results of this question. How do you see the attempt on Trump's life? Massive system failure or something more conspiratorial? Michael says on YouTube, I spent the last 13 years working for the DOD in some capacity. There is a lot of ineptitude at every level. And in every organization. Not inspiring, but also shows that they're pretty much just like the rest of us. Let us know what you think. Leave a comment. Leave your vote. We'll be right back.